Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show. We've got Emmy Mack from our newsroom. Also the band Red Hook, I will say.
This is you.
I love watching Gaundy rock out. It's
I love it. You know I love it, Emmy.
It's
not my favourite style of music, but I love it when you do it. It sounds so good.
It's funny too, Emmy, because when you read the news, you definitely, an image conjures up of this particular, you know, like well put together, straight down the line newsreader, and then you play that and you're like, all of this does all of that. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, I lead a double life. I'm a secret psycho.
I'm all for that, babe.
If you get to know Emmy Mack, like I know Emmy Mack, I wouldn't say all together is the way I would describe Emmy Mack's life.
I mean,
but anyway,
we love hot messes on this show. What can I say?
Bit of fun, Emmy Mack.
Thanks, you guys.
The reason that we have you in here is not just to plug your band / side hustle / whatever you
Red
do
Hook.
In your spare time. It's to actually talk about something you do that's kind of disgusting, but I think it's genius. Would you like to explain to everybody? And admittedly, in the rock star world, I feel like sometimes you just got to go with what you've got available to do things. Just explain what you do.
Look, you guys, you can't, when you're in a band and you tour a lot, you can't be a diva. I mean, you have to become kind of an expert at repurposing. So I've done lots of different stuff, like tried to like dry my hair under like hand dryers in like the girls' bathroom.
Good.
Tried to iron my clothes with a hair straightener. That didn't really work, but I think
I mean, points for effort there. That's brilliant.
Thank you. And I can't believe you're making me talk about this on the radio.
You came in here voluntarily. I mean, I didn't force you in here.
Yeah, no, producer Matt put a gun to my head.
He dragged her in.
You will tell the story on the show.
Yes, so I got to watch what I say around him. So the worst thing that I think I've had to do, but I mean, look, it was effective. I was eating like these like grain waves or something, and I had stuff in my teeth, and I was about to go on stage, and I was like, there were no toothpicks or anything. I was like, what am I going to do? So I used a bit of my hair as like floss.
Great.
To floss my teeth.
And that works?
Yeah, it was super effective.
Because I don't have long enough hair to put that to the test.
No, it would be weird if you – and also – my advice is to not use somebody else's hair to floss your teeth, Gaundy.
Don't do that.
I feel like that's crossing a line.
That's like a next level of heinous.
Give me a strand and I'll
yuck. That's a really odd thing.
That does not sound
COVID safe, Gaundy.
No, it definitely is not.
No, it's really not. So this is what I love, though. Like, it's the whole concept of repurposing, because you're in a bit of a bind, and you're like, you kind of MacGyvered it, to be honest.
I totally MacGyvered it. Yeah, you got to sometimes if you're backed into a corner.
You just got to get out a piece of that long strand of gorgeous hair and just chuck it in your mouth and hopefully the grain waves. And you said it was effective, so that's good too.
Look, Maz, that's just the philosophy by which I live my life.
The idea of repurposing things to benefit you in the moment is something that I feel like I have a gold medal in. And so when I heard your story, I was like, I do something. Thing when I'm sitting on my couch. And the irony of this story is that right now I half have on an F45, which is a fitness brand, an F45 hoodie. And I'm going to just show you. Do you want to commentate, Gaundy, on what I'm doing?
This is
repurposing my hoodie into, well, I'll just do it.
While you do that, 131060, if anyone else repurposed things as well on the show this morning. So, Maz, you are putting on the hoodie backwards,
right.
Yep, so the hoodie can go over your face. It's
see
a good
popcorn?
Look. Popcorn's good. Popcorn goes straight into the front of the hood where your hair has been. And you sit there with the popcorn in the holder straight to the
that
mouth.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one right there.
And if it gets stuck in my teeth, you know what I'm doing next, don't
pulling
you?
The hair out.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Isn't that good? Have you ever done this, Gaundy?
I've seen it done online before. I've not done it myself.
Do you want some popcorn, babe?
Have it out of
my hoodie.
Do you know what I love about that? What I love about that is how close the proximity is from the popcorn to mouth ratio.
Do you ever
ratio.
Just stick your face in it?
There you go, straight in. You just shovel it straight in like that. That's perfect.
It's really effective.
That is perfect.
This is really good popcorn.
Now just pull the hair out and finish the job off.
I think we'll just leave it there.
Just hacks, just life hacks.
Look, 13, 10, 60, you want people this morning though, Maz Compton. You're after the people that have
Look, are you... Emmy and I have started a club, love starting clubs on this show. It's repurposing things. Like, have you got something and it's meant to be used for one thing, but you're using it for something completely different, and it's totally cool with me.
Share it with New South Wales. 131060 as well. We've got the $200 in Batchy skincare systems for the best one this morning.
I mean, what could you use that for other than skincare? We'll find out.
I'm sure Emmy Mac would find a way. Thanks for being here, Emmy. Yeah.
Talking about repurposing things, like if you got something and it's got one specific use, yet you've somehow managed to figure out another way to use it. We just had Emmy Mac from our newsroom pop in and tell us that she used a hair, one of her long strands of hair, as dental floss once when she was in a bind backstage before she went on stage.
Has it inspired you enough to potentially do that down the track? I mean, if you've got clean hair and it works, then
go
for it. I
feel like from now on I'm going to have some toothpicks in my pocket.
Ready to go.
Yeah, because I don't ever want to be in that situation. But I've repurposed a hoodie in the past into a snack holder. If you turn a hoodie around the way it's not supposed to go, you can put, it doesn't need to just be popcorn. You can put any amount of snacks in that thing. You don't even need to use your hands if you're feeling really lazy.
All right, 131060. One lady who always likes to kick us off. Loose
Liz! Hey, Liz!
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, babe. How are you?
Amazing. Amazing.
Good. What have you repurposed?
Right. Well, I repurposed some 18-month-old denim adorable overalls.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm just obsessed with them, and my kids look so cute for one day, but they're nearly three, so they don't really fit in 18 months old, but I had to have them. So they wore them for a day, and the side popped and stuff. So now I have now they're hanging basket holders.
Oh, that's actually very clever.
Hang on, I'm just trying to picture that.
Nifty of you. So you hang the overalls up by
the straps on the top, and the plank goes in the middle where the bum would.
Yep, the plant goes where your butt would.
There you go.
That's actually really clever. And do you have these hanging all over your house? How many have you got?
Well, I've got twins, so I've got two. So they're like $50 each, the most world's expensive hanging
basket. Worth it, though.
Well done, Liz.
That is a really cool idea.
That is the least loosest thing you've ever said on this show.
I'm in shock.
Normally you throw some dirt in there somewhere. Thank you, Liz. Kylie from the Central Coast on 131060. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. We're talking repurposing things.
Yes, I bought a kettle. Well, I bought a kettle the other day. It looked like a kettle box to me, but instead it turned out to be a four-slice toaster.
Not exactly the call we were after, but you can call the show anytime.
Hang on. So you bought a kettle and you thought a kettle was in the box, but you got yourself a toaster.
Yeah.
So what did you do? You just had two toasters, or how did you fix the situation?
I originally have a toaster to begin with, but I just thought, I usually use my toaster underneath the grill anyway.
Right. Okay, but you can't use the toaster as a kettle, can you? You haven't repurposed the toaster as the kettle, so it's
don't put water in the toaster.
No, definitely don't do that.
Don't put water in the toaster. Don't put a toaster in a body of water. We've learned something this morning. Thank you, Kylie.
Good tips. Gandhi and Naz. We were talking yesterday after the show because you know I love my NBA basketball, Maz.
And your team, the LA Lakers, were crowned victorious.
Are they my team? I don't know if they're my
what
team.
What do you mean? Are they your
I
team?
I like LeBron. I like LeBron.
You spend so much time in this office pretending to do work but actually watching the NBA on your work computer.
This is true.
So I would say that they are your team. You were very excited about them winning.
I was excited because LeBron got another one. So witnessing greatness. But I was loving.
I want you to say they're my team.
I don't know if they're my team. I sort of just go
who
for
else
players.
Is your team?
Oh, there's
you just
heaps
go for
of good. Philadelphia's a good team. There's some great teams.
You just go for whoever's going to win.
I like the team that wins in the end as well, generally. But let's not get sidetracked because
annoying.
In the celebrations, which we were talking about yesterday after the show, one of the players, after they won the championship, got left back at the stadium.
This is so funny. funny.
And he had to jump on the social media of one of the other players and say, hey, guys, you forgot me. You left me. You've all jumped on the bus. I'm still here. I'm now, still back at the stadium.
Let's be fair.
Yeah.
It's probably not the most well-known LA Lakers player,
no.
QC.
Yeah, Quinn Cook. You're not leaving LeBron James behind, are you?
He's on the bus. You're not leaving LeBron off the bus, are
But
you?
Quinn Cook, who barely played any minutes in these, he played a few through the season, but not in the playoffs.
Well, how
so he
would
was
you
left
know?
Behind.
They're not your team.
So he had to jump on J.R. Smith's social media, and this is J.R. Smith when they realize that they've left Quinn behind.
QC, what you see it? Yo, we left QC, bro. Hey, yo, QC said, tell him to come back and get him, yo. Jeez, we left him. We left QC, bro.
No one sounds all that phased that they left QC at the stadium. The bus is not turning around for QC.
It didn't sound like they were alarmed and stressed out at all. I think they thought it was slightly hilarious that they left one of their teammates. Like, he's on the team. He's one of the LA, like, he's still on the team.
Yeah, he's on the team.
He's further on the team than you'll ever be. But they left him behind. Poor QC. He just must feel like the biggest reject.
And it sucks when you have to get on one of the other players' social media to let them know, hey, guys.
Guys, can you come back and get me?
Can you please come back? I don't think they went back and got him. I think he had to find his own way from the stadium.
Probably got a Uber.
Back to where they were staying. 13:10:60 this morning. So you reckon QC's not alone here, Maz? Well, he was alone.
He was very alone at the stadium.
You think there's people out there that have found themselves in a QC situation?
Okay. This is what I reckon happens.
Yeah.
And I do believe that I feel like we're going to get most calls from parents who have accidentally left a kid somewhere.
Like a shopping centre or something.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
I feel like that is, and maybe it's an urban myth. Like maybe it doesn't happen and I just think that it happens and I've just seen one too many Miley Cyrus movies. I don't know. But I feel like it's a thing where sometimes parents leave behind their children accidentally and then or they don't pick them up from school.
I've had that. My dad forgot to pick me up from footy training one night and
see,
I was standing
happen.
There and the sun was starting to set and then eventually the sun did set and I'm in the dark and the coach goes, where's your dad? I said, I don't know.
He's left me behind, coach.
This is pre-mobile phones too, so
God.
I couldn't even call him.
Gordy, you
there.
Are QC.
I've been QC'd.
You've been QC'd.
I've been QC'd.
You've either left someone behind accidentally somewhere, or if it's happened to you, you know that it's happened, and you can call 13 1060 and share with us that story.
Gordy and Maz.
When have you been left behind?
We're calling it QC'd. Have you been QC'd?
QC'd.
It's because QC, who is a member of the what's the title of the NBA that they won? Like, what are they? The
NBA champions.
The NBA champions. Yeah. It's not like gold medal or like a big trophy.
No, world champs, they're called.
World Cup.
They get the Larry O'Brien trophy.
They get a trophy.
They get a big trophy.
The trophy recipient champion team, the LA Lakers. QC is a member of that team, if you didn't know, and they left him behind after the celebrations.
Yeah, the whole team's on the bus, everyone except QC. Man,
QC? What you see it? Oh, we left QC, bro. Hey, yo, QC said, tell him to come back and get him, yo. We left QC, bro.
No one seems to care. They're laughing at QC.
Like, guys, come back and get me. I'm here all alone at the stadium. And I want to go out and celebrate winning the big gold cup that we won.
And he didn't even do it private message. He did it on their public live Instagram.
Well, I mean, it got noticed, didn't it? People probably switched off their notifications after the evening of celebrating. We want to know, have you been left behind or have you left someone behind? 13 1060 is the number.
All right, Kath on 13 1060 from Baruga. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Who did you leave behind?
Well, it wasn't me. It was actually my husband. We have 5 children and live on a dairy farm in the Riverina.
Yeah.
And they normally get the school bus early in the morning, but it was the Father's Day breakfast at school last year. So he said he would take in the children to school, do the Father's Day breakfast, and then take the toddler with him, who was 2.5. And anyway, went in, had egg and bacon muffins and coffees, and then Ted must have been hiding in the cubby house on the oval. And my husband's just said goodbye to everyone, got the ute, took off home. And it wasn't until sport mid-morning when my daughter in grade four was doing sport on the oval that Ted runs out of the cubby house to her and starts joining in the sport with the kids. And the teacher's like, where did this toddler come from?
Oh, that's amazing.
And the principal rang my husband, who was chasing cows on the farm, like mid-morning, nearly recess. And are you forgetting something? And he was like, oh my God, I'll be right there. We live out of town. We're going to drive back into town. So they took him back into the classroom with my daughter. And he was having a marvellous time.
He had a great time. He was living the dream. Ted got QC'd. He got left there.
I mean, I'm going to blame Kath there and say you got five kids. When you're outnumbered, things like this are going to happen. If there's more children than parents can look after them, these things happen. This is a community service.
You've got your hands full. What are you saying? Don't have more than five kids, are you?
You've got more children. If you are forgetting a child, yeah, you may have too many, is all I'm saying.
I need to give Kath a right to reply to that. I can't just hold Kath off there. Kath, have your right to reply to Maz, please.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was very, very funny.
I think she agrees with you, well, actually.
I just feel like deep down we all know that that's the truth of the matter. Bless. I'm glad Ted was okay, though.
No one feeling for Ted at the moment.
Ted's fine. Yeah, he had the best day. He went to big school at 2.5.
Belinda from Port Macquarie, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Now, you got left behind.
Oh, no, Belinda.
I got left behind in grade 7 at a social because my mum forgot to pick me up.
Oh,
that's sad, isn't it?
Babe.
What, everyone else got picked up by you?
Everyone was getting picked up. I'm standing there like this little lost person. And I'm like, it's getting on. And there was like less people there. It was dark. And I'm like, oh my God. And I didn't have any money because I used that to get drinks and lollies and so forth.
Yeah.
I was nearly the last person there, and there was this lady getting into a car, and I said, and there was a pay phone. I said, do you have like 40 cents that I could make a call? And my mum answered, and it was like, hello.
And she had chosen to leave you there. You found out. She was like, oh, no, make your own way home. So is this pre-mobile phone days? Because my dad left me at footy training and you used to have to go to a payphone and do reverse charge call.
I was
going to
say, wasn't it like 1-800-REVERSE or something?
That's when they worked it out. But to grab 40 cents off a stranger, that is peak 90s.
And year 7 too, like you're at an age where like that's super embarrassing because all your friends, like Ted, 2.5, he's not going to remember that. But like Belinda at 13 in year 7?
Yeah, back in the 90s, you'd hitchhike home.
You absolutely would not hitchhike home.
Not now.
Especially in the 90s. The 90s was the worst.
Okay, maybe early 90s people were hitchhiking home. Alison from the Central Coast, wrap this thing up for us this morning. So who got left behind?
I got left behind.
You again? Okay, you. What happened?
Scarred for life.
I agree. I was going to say, I have to agree with Maz. I was the last of five kids at that stage.
See?
Too many kids to keep track of. And my auntie and mum took everyone, this is back in 83, out at Deepwater Plaza. They got a new ice cream shop. So off they went with all the kids to get ice cream. And when they did a head count to see how many ice creams they needed, they realised they were one kid short.
Oh, you legit got Macaulay Culkin. Like, you were home
left
alone.
Me at home, and they had to call the neighbour to go get me.
Oh, sweetheart.
And just if any of my siblings are listening, no, I'm not over it. And I feel like the reason I've got issues.
And I'm feeling good.
The good feeling guru.
Need this, middle of the week.
Yes,
come on,
guys.
Fire us up, Maz. What have you got?
Good feeling guru is in the house to give you some stuff to make you feel great.
Stuff is good.
Stuff is so good, especially when it involves cute animals. So have you heard, Gaundy, of animal therapy?
Yeah, is this where they take them to the sort of like elderly people's homes and
sometimes
stuff like that?
Just to boost the moods. Boost the oxytocin.
Oxytocin is the word
body.
I was looking
so
for.
animal therapy isn't a new thing. And usually, like, there have been really good studies conducted about equine therapy, which is when you go and hang out with horses, because apparently horses are really amazing animals to be around. I, unfortunately, even though I am a wellness guru, I cannot partake in equine therapy because I'm allergic to horses. So for me, it wouldn't make me feel so good.
How bad? Like if you go near one, are you blowing right up?
Mate,
is a slight itch?
I am
what
going
level
to
of
the
itch?
Hospital to get
that
some
bad?
Form of injection to
wow.
stop my throat swelling so much that I stop breathing.
That's sad because horses are great.
I know. Horses yeah. are amazing.
When did you find that out? How old were you?
I was... Do we really have to go
yeah,
into this
what
story?
Happened?
The reason that I found out that I was allergic to horses is because when I lived in Adelaide, I was named the face of the Adelaide Cup. And I had to go and do a photo shoot with a horse holding the cup for the Adelaide Cup next to the horse that was being raced in the cup. And that is when we discovered that Maz Compton has a serious horse allergy. And before the end of the photo shoot, I had blown up like a balloon and had to go and get antihistamines from the chemist. And I nearly had to have 2 days off work.
How'd the photos turn out?
Photos looked amazing.
Oh, did they?
Because,
a bit of Photoshop?
But we could only get through one of the four
right.
outfits that I was supposed to wear on the photo shoot.
And what a great ambassador that can't even go to the race days.
So on the
Isn't
race
awesome?
Day, like I went to the race day, but yeah. I couldn't like do... I.
Go
we
do
had
horses.
To like redefine my role as the face of the Adelaide Cup because I literally couldn't be near the track. But I still went.
The blown up face of the Adelaide Cup. Blown up itchy face. Okay, so not
anyway,
horses though. Not horses
no,
for this one.
This is a new animal therapy trend that we all need to try. I'm not quite sure how you do this, but it is called cow hugging. So there is all this research out that says hugging a really large mammal like a cow is actually believed to promote positivity, reduce stress by boosting the oxytocin in humans, which is the hormone released in social bonding. The calming effects of curling up with a pet or an emotional support animal, it seems, are accentuated when cuddling a large cow. So, if you live in an area where there's farms and usually you did cow tipping on your weekend for funsies, you could actually retract the cow tip and go in for a cow hug and feel great about things.
Well, look, we go right across New South Wales now. Surely there's one person listening with access to a cow.
I feel like you'd
Just
need
one.
To ask permission from the owner
well,
of
no,
the cow.
Well, no, maybe it's your cow. Maybe
or
they,
if it's
it's
your
their cow.
Cow.
Yeah.
yeah, give it yeah. a go. Cow hugging. Apparently, it's our new animal therapy trend. We all need to get involved in order to feel a bit better.
Come on, 131060. Surely there's one person out there listening with
Who's
access to a
cow.
No, we're just access to one right now. Like we go to a song,
we
come
to
back.
Hug a cow. Imagine if I'm allergic
to, live,
to cows though, that's going to be a disaster.
Put this thing to the live test and see if they feel any better. Does it say how long you have to hug the cow for?
Oh, it's not days or anything. Like,
days?
How long does...
I wasn't thinking days.
You have to like curl up and spoon all night.
Start hugging the cow on Wednesday, wrap things
I'm
up on the Sunday and just
I'm
see
I'm going to say, it's not like a long weekend worth of hugging, but I'd say like a good solid few minutes of hug time.
You ready? Gondi and Maz, the hit break the show.
And I'm feeling good.
The good feeling guru.
I got a feeling.
The new animal therapy trend, cow hugging, guys. Get amongst it if you can. Apparently, if you hug a cow for a few minutes, it releases the feel-good hormone, oxytocin, and you're going to start to feel less stressed. It's going to boost your brain feel-good bits. And you're going to feel great.
The beauty of doing a show right across New South Wales is we can go to the farms. We can go to the farms of Wagga with Kristen, where... Kristen?
Hi.
How many cows have you got?
I've got two.
Two
Teddy
cows.
And George.
What are their names, sorry?
Teddy and George.
Teddy and George. Love great. That. Love that.
I love animals with human names.
Yes.
That's always fun.
So they're two Scottish Highland cows.
Oh.
Love it.
So wait, are they the super furry, like super hairy ones?
Fluffy ones with the horns.
Fluffy yep. with the horns. And so, Kristen, we're talking about cow hugging as a new form of animal therapy that is apparently trendy. Do you get around your cows and give them a bit of a hug? Like, is this something that you do on your farm?
I
I certainly do. Teddy likes more hugs than George, but yeah, definitely. Yep.
Teddy likes hugs more than George, she said there.
What's so- George's problem?
I don't know. He's got a bit of an attitude. But he'll come up for a treat, but he doesn't like hugs too much.
Okay. Sounds like me. I'll come up for a treat, but, you know.
You're George the cow.
Yeah.
In this scenario.
Just give me the treat.
I feel like I'm Teddy because I love hugs.
Oh, no, I don't mind them, but. Okay, so.
They even have their own Facebook page.
Do they? All right.
They
well,
do.
Give that a plug. What's the Facebook page?
Campbell's Highland Cows.
Okay, there you go. Jump on, give them a like. How many likes has the page got?
I don't know.
Viral now.
You're not that much of a serious stage mum if you don't know how many likes your cow Facebook page has.
Are you in close proximity?
No, I'm not. I'm actually on my way to work.
Oh.
So they've already had a treat and a hug this morning and I'm off to work.
Wanted you to do it live on
air.
That would have been amazing. But that's okay.
Oh. My mood just went down.
No.
My mood has gone down. No,
I
thought we're about to hug. I thought we're about to hug some cows live on air. Can you do it tomorrow morning? Like if we lock it in tomorrow, what time would you be on the farm where we can put this thing to the test live?
Oh gosh, tomorrow morning I'll be leaving home about 6:30. So
it's a busy lady, mate.
That's all right. No, we're on air from 6. We're on air. We can do it at 6.
Sugar straight out of the gates with a cow hug tomorrow morning.
We can lock it in tomorrow morning with you.
We start the show
with a cow hug.
Group cow hug.
Yes, can we do that?
I don't know if they'll be in the mood, but I can try. It'd
well,
probably
look,
be more a fail.
George sounds like a little jerk, but I reckon Teddy would be bang up for it.
I don't know. I can try. I might have to give him a test run this afternoon. They've been a bit feral in the back paddock, but we can see.
Kristen, you let the cows know you run the show, please, not the other way around, all right?
They're like kids. They're as bad as kids.
Kristen, I am currently on Campbell's Highland Cows Facebook page.
Yeah.
And they are the most freaking adorable things I have ever seen in my life. They are so gorgeous.
They are.
Do you reckon there's any merit to this feel-good stuff about hugging the cows and feeling better?
I honestly do. I do. I think it is, yeah. I think my kids love it. Any kids that come out love animals.
See, it's not pseudoscience, Kristen said.
All right, hopefully we can start the show with a, what did you call it, Maz?
A group cow hug.
Cow hug, 6 a.m.
tomorrow morning. Lock it in.
Yeah, lock it in.
That'll be amazing. All right, bags, Teddy.
We'll see, she says, TBC. Hopefully we're doing that to kick off the show.